Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey now, it's Tommy.
And it's Anna reporting live from Disneyland.
Yay, what restaurant are you at right now?
Rancho Socalo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, ha ha ha. You are, that's so rude, Albert.
That's what this recording is.
It's Cinco de Mayo. No, we just sat here because there was a lot of tables.
On Cinco de Mayo, people aren't going to Rancho de Socalo? Come on, people.
Well, there's a long line, but I don't know what they're in line for. To be honest, I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's a very chill day.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Is there like an Encanto thing? Because you see, that's what drives up the lines.
Yeah. What's her name is out here?
Oh, she actually is. Mirabelle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she's out there.
Because Cinco de Mayo.
Well, no, because that's the wrong country.
That is true. That is wrong country.
Oh, my God.
Okay, moving on. So, Anna, you mentioned that you have a topic that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. So, I wanted to bring up the difference between a Target pickup, drive-up pickup, and the Walmart drive-up pickup. And so I've used both, but I'm more of a Target girl at heart with the Walmart budget.
Now, but, for the record, I have not used any of the pickups for Target or Walmart. Oh, Walmart.
Okay.
I think I haven't. Even if I did, it must have been only like one time because I don't remember it. Jami, how about you?
I just walk in and buy the shit.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Anna.
A bad word. So I use it. Well, I use it for things like it's going to sell out. So I want to like lock it in. So when I get off work, I can stop by and grab it. So at Target pickup, you know, everything's really smooth and organized. I have like the pickup spots and everybody parks there. There's no issues usually 90% of the time. But what I've noticed at the Walmart one, a lot of the spots are taken up and no one's in the car and people are just come out with their carts and stuff. And they park there because they don't care. And it's a little ghetto.
What? That doesn't sound like the Walmart that I know.
I know, right? But I'm just like, there's no respect for the drive-up pickup spots. So I'm usually like kind of, you know, hoping I find a spot or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then like I kind of go in panic mode because at the Walmart when you say I'm here, they'll automatically say you picked it up. And they don't come out for like 10-15 minutes. And I'm like, oh my God, like, am I going to like get my stuff or what?
Yeah.
And at Target, it's very smooth. Again, you say you're here and then they'll be like, okay, they're going to come out and they're going to verify this code or they're going to make sure it's you. But at Walmart, they're just like here and just throw it in your car.
This is shocking to me. This doesn't sound like the Walmart that I know.
The differences are stark.
Yeah, I've been to a handful of Walmarts over the years, and every time it feels like, what do you call it? Once you get through the door, it's like post-apocalyptic. You know what I mean? It's like every man for himself. You know what I mean? It's a rough crowd.
And it's also,
to be fair to Walmart, everybody associated with Walmart, their customers, their employees, I think they're illiterate. So you get what you get. You know what I mean? They don't know what's going on. You park there, you park there. I don't know. Whatever. Is this you? Maybe not. I don't know.
This is the episode where we get canceled.
Nah, it's fine. Nah, I'm sure our audience is not. I think canceled our audience skews more Target than Walmart.
I'll just say canceled by Walmart people. Wait, what? Is that the thing?
Yeah. Nah, it's fine.
No, it's fine. We're more Target vibe anyways, like Jeremy said.
Yeah,
exactly.
But that shop at Walmart, they don't know how to work a podcast or a computer or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I gotta push this button. Hard. What button did I push? Honey, sister, what did I push? What's happening here?
Oh, God.
What button am I pushing here? It's a rough crowd. It's a rough crowd is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You're not wrong. It is a different crowd. But that is my little topic that I wanted to bring up as I was sitting at the Walmart.
So you're saying that if you want to have free items, you just drive up to the Walmart pickup area and just wait for somebody to give you free items?
Pretty much. I mean, you have to put in like the number and your car make model and all that. And, you know, clearly it's like they might not mess it up, but still, like, they just kind of like, oh, hey, here, and they chuck it in your car. So, you know, I don't know. The only cool thing about Walmart is you are able to because Target, they automatically add on a dollar fee for reusable bags, and it's like an estimate at the end of the day, like how many I reuse, that's what they charge you. But I kind of don't like that because sometimes I don't need a bag, and they say they're like, oh yeah, I marked it if you didn't get a bag and you'll get the money back. I haven't seen it come back, but at Walmart, at least you get an option to choose. Oh, I'm going to use my own reusable bags or I need a bag. So I do like that difference. But again, I'm going to go to Target more.
All right. I think I prefer Target over Walmart anyway, but it just depends. But
it depends. There's some things that Walmart has that I have to go there for or stuff, but for the most part, yeah, I try to go to Target.
I will say this: if you do go to Walmart, you should go to the mini Walmart, I think they're called mini Walmart, right? Like the smaller version, not the big mega superstore. Those things are a mess.
What part
of
the country do you live in that you get a mini Walmart?
Diamond Bar. There's one in Diamond Bar.
Yeah, there's one nearby where I live.
Yeah, we don't get a mini
it's
called,
okay?
It's called
we
a neighborhood large. Walmart. It's called neighborhood
that's
Walmart.
That's what it's called. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't get those. We get Walmarts, just regular Walmarts.
Yeah.
Just a big old boxy looking Walmart that has a warehouse kind of thing.
Exactly. So that's my story.
Okay. All right. Well, it's the 766th episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 9:23 a.m., May 6, 2024, in Fujikawa, Jukiko, Japan. And it's time we take a look and see what's up.
All right.
So,
take it easy.
What? Fujikawa Jukiko?
No, you nailed it. That's my fault. Yeah,
all right, am I supposed to say?
You need to calm down.
Fujikawa Jukiko, Japan. Yeah. Hey. Right. Okay, it's just up now. Yeah. Okay. In the town Fujikawa Jukiko in Japan, it's right across, not right across, but it has a nice view of Mount Fuji in the background. Has
the
Fuji.
Yeah, I heard the story.
Yeah. So as it goes, like Mount Fuji, very, very picturesque mountain. People want to take a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Well, the town is fed up, right? So they're starting to put like this black tarp kind of thing to block the view of Mount Fuji while you are in the town. So you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done it yet, but they are in the process of doing it right now because of bad behavior by photo-hungry tourists.
And specifically, there's a Larson's that has a nice view of Mount Fuji in like the background. Mm-hmm. Typically, that Larson's is a convenience store, right? And they want to erect something that will block the view. And they've just had an asshole of tourists, you know, going in and out the Larson's, crossing the street dangerously. They're being a nuisance and stuff like that, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Because they're here, they're continuously crossing the street, ignoring red lights, littering, trespassing, illegally parking, and smoking outside of designated areas. He says here, it became not uncommon for people to yell at us when we asked them to move their cars and for them to throw their lit cigarettes on the ground. Essentially, they're entitled, right? They're entitled. Hey, I want to take a picture of Mount Fuji. You know, you can't do anything to stop me. I'm going to take my picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post-pandemic, tourism has come back in a big way in Japan. So the yen is down. There's a lot of American tourists. I'm not saying it's American tourists necessarily. That's the fault of this. But there's a lot of tourist money, a lot of tourists going into Japan. It's kind of a real issue and stuff like that. And not only this, but you know the stuff that you've heard of the stuff that's happening in Kyoto, right? With the geisha districts and stuff like that.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, people are harassing geishas and stuff like to the point where they're working on banning them from that part of town, the geisha neighborhoods and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a real issue in Japan. And Japan are not exactly known for their simple civility and stuff like that. I mean, they're known for their civility in terms of, like, you're supposed to be like very introverted, very quiet, and you know manners and stuff like that. It matters to them a lot. So yeah, they've had an asshole tourist and stuff like that right now.
Yes. And as hospitable as Japanese can be, there is still the underlying current of they still do not like foreigners. So
yeah,
there's that. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anna, any thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't blame them. People, when they disrespect the country they're, like, visiting, it's just, like, it's just so frustrating, you know, because it's like, why are you such a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this country's letting you, like, inviting you in and wants to show you, like, their history and stuff and their culture, and you go and do crappy things like that. It's just, it's unacceptable. It really is.
Yeah, they're absolutely right to do all this stuff like that.
Yeah, when you visit, I stand by them.
Yeah, when you visit a different country, you're supposed to be respectful. Yeah, treat it as if you're visiting a friend's house and stuff like that. Don't be a dick. I mean, there's always bad tourists. Even in America, we had that. There was that thing a couple of weeks ago. Remember, some tourists went to the Nevada mountains or the California mountains where they fucked around with the rock formation. Did you guys see that?
No, I had not heard that.
Oh, you didn't see that yet?
Seen that.
Was it in Colorado or California? I forgot where it was. But anyway.
Somewhere. So, but it's like, really, did you have to do that?
Yeah, some national monuments where the rock formations took like millions of years to settle and stuff like that. And they just like dumbasses. They just like, you know, push over the rocks and stuff like that. It's just like, it's just a tourist in general. Just don't be a dick. Don't be an asshole and stuff like that. Be respectful. You know, relax.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure if you noticed this, but I think Anna has her some fall on mute, and I also have mine on mute.
Oh, okay.
It almost seems like Jami's talking to himself.
Yeah, I'm just ranting by myself.
We're not contesting Jami's thoughts, okay?
I'm just an old man in front of my lawn, just yelling at my neighbors now.
I'm still holding back a cough, and I'm typing away as well. So
mute. Oh, that's another thing too. By the way, I don't know what cough Albert had, but I got it somehow last week. It was a weird. I know it was a weird cough
because I saw jumping.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how diseases work.
No. There's something going around because I'm hearing from other people too. Yeah. Like they're getting like the coughs or whatever, and they were nowhere near me. They're nowhere in my city or whatever. You know. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
I got this cough. I don't know what your cough was. My cough was like I just cough. I had phlegm, but I had no fever. I had zero fever. I was like 98, 99 the whole time. I had no other symptoms other than cough. So it's weird. It's a weird thing.
All right. Anyways, speaking of weird thing,
a tumor.
Science would suggest that if you make ice cream and you put it in heat, it would melt.
Oh, I saw this too.
So, are you familiar with where I'm going with the story?
I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay. Nestle's drumstick. Love drumstick. I love Nestle's drumstick.
Delicious, by the way.
Yes, very delicious. Apparently, social media users, particularly on TikTok, have been conducting science experiments with the frozen dairy dessert in recent weeks to prove that it doesn't melt. Right? They're saying that she would hold a blowtorch to the cone, which leaves the cone seemingly unaffected. And at certain points, the ice cream will last like 22 hours or something like that. So, does this deter you from like eating drumsticks from Nestle, or delicious enough, you'll ignore it.
It's delicious anyway.
Yeah. I'm not picking it because it's healthy or good for my body, you know? Like, I mean, I know mine melts, but whatever.
All I know is everything, I figure everything I buy from the grocery store, it's unnatural. You know what I mean? We live in a time where, you know, food is made hundreds of miles away from where you live and survive over weeks, months ahead of time. So yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of Frankenstein experiments going on with all of our food. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as what's that expression? Farm the table fresh. You know what I mean? We don't live in that age. You know what I mean? Sorry. And aren't there like sort of replies to it on social media where they've actually conducted experiments with it that's like, saying it's fine. Yeah, I mean, I glance at the article and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you know, Savannah here on TikTok, a makeup artist and biomedical engineer, took to TikTok to address the claims made about drumsticks, writing in the caption, "I can't sit back and watch people fearmonger drumsticks and ice cream," and she explains here. It's because of how frozen dairy dessert is formulated. To quote her, drumstick, and like frozen desserts of that variety, they contain a little bit more of an ingredient, which is known as an emulsifier. And an emulsifier essentially allows you to mix two different phases together. So oil and water don't mix, but if you add an emulsifier, they will. And the substance that stabilizes an emulsion, in particular a food additive used to stabilize processed foods. And that's the reason why it doesn't melt.
There you go. Science.
Yeah. Science. So science can also explain why ice cream does not melt. There we go. Now, moving along to the fact that Anna is currently on Disneyland recording it. I found an actual article here involving Disneyland. It says right here, are you familiar with the Unclaimed Property Division? Basically, they're the ones who track people's money and properties that have not been unclaimed by people, corporations, etc.
Oh, okay.
You've heard of these people, right?
I have not.
Yeah.
So a review by KTLA has found more than $100,000 waiting for the happiest place on earth. Because, you know, Disneyland doesn't need, they need more money. That's why. So it says here, like, things like Clean Harbors paid Disneyland $19,000 plus, which has not been claimed by Disneyland. Marriott Hotels have paid Disneyland $3,000 plus, which is also set unclaimed. The Dodgers paid Disneyland $2,000 plus for something marked refunds due, and Disneyland hasn't cashed it in.
I volunteer tribute. I will take that off their hands because they clearly don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. SeaWorld has paid Disneyland over $2,000 that Disneyland hasn't claimed either. What is going on here?
I'll take it.
I thought they were, you know, money here. Give me money. Ha ha, give me money. Yeah. I want your money. So Disneyland, there's money right there waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
And it's $200,000. That's $200,000. You know, they spend more than that on toilet paper every day. You know, I mean, it's fine.
Yes, but let's see. Other companies that paid Disneyland that they have not claimed the money for is Xerox, Bank of America, the LA County Fair, Costco, Eastman Kodak, Orbitz, Expedia. I mean, what?
I'm sure it's fine. It's not that much money. If they would argue, if their accounting department would argue was, our turnover, I'm making up a number. If our turnover is like $10 million a year, over $100 million a year versus the $200,000, that's like 0.0001%, right? So they're like, hey, you know what? It's an accounting error.
They could like get that money and throw like a party to their employees and whatnot. Come on.
Yeah, they don't like their employees.
Oh, okay. All right. Really?
Yeah. I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what's up. All right, you can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge, or at Disneyland.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found at whowhatwhereswhy.com. Before we wrap things up, this is a movie-related stuff here. You know how there's a stereotype that, well, for Hollywood movies, they always go for the happy ending, blah, 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 blah. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Not anymore.
In general, yeah. I've seen
90%.
Yeah, 90% of the movies I see have some sort of happy ending, yeah.
There was a couple movies that came out recently. I won't say what they are because that would be a spoiler to those movies. But like, the book will have a not happy ending, but the Hollywood, quote-unquote, Hollywood adaptation movie has a happy ending, you know, and it's one of those things where the author is like, oh, I kind of wrote it on purpose to not have a happy ending, but Hollywood be Hollywood, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Famously, there's this movie that came out in the 90s that made like a lot of money called Titanic, right? That, I'm pretty sure, I can spoil this now, but Jack dies in the movie, right? And that made lots of money because apparently moviegoers do like to cry. You know, they do like to feel sad, and they'll go back to a 3-hour-plus movie to feel sad once again. Unless you consider Titanic a happy ending, because the ghosts they meet, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I guess they're a happy ending, yeah.
Anna, do you consider it a happy ending?
I suppose, yeah.
You suppose? See, I've always been conflicted about the ending.
I know. I haven't seen Titanic since I was little, so I need to watch it again.
And that's fair. But we all know the whole story with, like, you know, I'm sure two people could fit on the freaking door or whatever, right? So So just to recap for people who don't remember Titanic that much, and yes, we are spoiling Titanic. She stays on the door frame, and Jack freezes to death and dies, kind of thing. She goes on.
The movie ends. the movie ends. Then it'll be a sad ending, right?
She goes,
but it does not.
She goes off to like a whole life ahead of her, marry somebody else, and not somebody else, marry somebody, has kids and all
the
stuff.
It's a sad ending for that guy, by the way. That's the guy who has a divorce.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So this is where I'm going. So at the very end, she dies. She becomes Kate Smith again, and she meets up with Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic, right? Mm-hmm. In the Ghost Titanic or whatever, right? What happened to her husband?
Yeah.
I mean,
what about that guy?
How about that guy?
Honey, I'm here too. I'm not in Titanic heaven, but I'm in heaven in general. I'm in a gen pop population. One of the two kids we had? The grandchildren we had?
She knew Leonardo DiCaprio for like what, a day maybe at most?
Or two days
at most?
Yeah.
And then she dies and goes to him? I mean, yeah. How does that make sense? Anna, you're the female here.
Hey, I'm bamboozled in the afterlife. I'm bamboozled in the afterlife. You know, yeah. You know, it's the one that got away, literally.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Yeah. Tough look for that guy. Just rough, man.
He was just a stand-in. Rebound guy.
Yeah, and the other sad part of the movie, the other sad prisoners ever, is that she threw the diamond away. People mentioned this before too. That she threw that $1 billion diamond that can help a lot of people in the world.
Sad too, very sad.
That's a tough look for everybody else in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, where's that diamond? What's going on?
But you know, rich people gotta be rich people. Am I right?
No, seriously. This is all about me. This diamond. Never mind who's gonna help. You know what I mean? This is all about me, man.
Yeah. So for the past how long has it been? Almost 30 years since Titanic came out. You know, I was like, what about her husband? I mean, the movie doesn't even bother to mention his name, from what I can tell, right?
You don't even see him.
He passed away already.
Yeah. He passed away, then why doesn't she go to his ghost?
Yeah. And he's also cropped out all the pictures, right?
Him.
In the beginning, isn't there like a montage of all the different adventures, all the stuff that she did after Titanic? You know, he's cropped out of all those pictures too, man. That's just a rough look for that guy.
That's so sad.
That's tough, man.
And the afterlife for them is Titanic. So all those people that work in the Titanic, their ghost life is to work in the ghost Titanic?
I know.
I mean, what kind of ending is that?
The last thing I did was drown in the boiler room, and my afterlife is I'm still drowning in the working away in the boiler room, man. It's a rough look. That's tough.
Yeah. I really think they could have just ended with, you know, she tosses the hope jewel or whatever it's called, diamond or whatever.
Yeah.
And then credits, you know? But no, they have to have this like ghost ending, and it just causes more problems.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are studying about the door. I'm thinking about that ghost ending. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
All right. This was episode 766 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Where's Why production. Look at that, 23 minutes. Very nice, guys.
All right, I'm going to hop off.
All right.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
I did one episode. Yes.
Bye. Have fun at Disneyland.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.